Okay, welcome to Maseches Yuma. Welcome to Maseches Yuma, or Yoma, in the Yerushalmi. And we have the schus of focusing on the next eight prakim, right? The first, we know Yoma, the first seven prakim is all about the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash every day of Yom Kippur. The last parak is only about what we have in Yonim of Yom Kippur, Bizman Hazeh, and the Inuyim and Shuva. That's all the last parak, but up until now, up until then, we get to continue a little bit from Shkalim. We did a lot of Kachim in Shkalim, and now we have more to do. Interesting, if you look, so one of the Achronim, because in the Biuri Adaf, they quote from the Sefer Li Lishuha. Well, first we'll do the Marsha, and then we'll do the Li Lishuha. The first Marsha in Yoma talks about why this Masechta is just called the day. Some Rishonim have, it's called Kippurim, okay, but we call it Yuma, which means the day. You only have to say the day. You know what day it is. You know what day it is. You just have to say the day. You don't have to even call it anything more than that. If you look in the first Marsha here in Maseches Yuma, which Baruch Hashem, we're back to a parallel in the Bavli. For Shkalim, we had to be on our own. But now you have the parallel. So it says the Marsha. Maseches Nikres Yuma al Shem Sheyoma Kippurim Hu Yom Echad Kadosh Pashana. It's the day. All you have to say is the day, and you know what it means. Umatchelas balashin shivas yamim, and we'll get to the first mishnah, the 7 days before Yom Kippur. You have to separate the Kohen Gadol shivas yamim al shema kedusha ki hazayin kadosh b'chol makom. Seven is kadosh, is kedusha in all areas. Ukedushas yom hazeh begeder hazayin kedushas yom haShabbos. V'yom Kippurim nikra Shabbos Shabbason. And Hashem, Hashemkin Shar Yantif Shlo Nigra Shabbason. Yom Kippur is ultimate Shabbos Shabbason. Ukmosha Shabbos Dugmas Olam Haba Kenu Yom Kippurim the Yoser Mimenu. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, and Yom Kippur is even more. Shwai She Yom Kippurim Ein Bo Lo Achila Velo Shasiya. Okay, there's no eating or drinking. Dugmas Olam Haba V'gam Hu Yom Echad She'ein Koach B'Satan LeKatreg. Like he quotes the Gemara, the Bavli in Yom Adav Chaf, HaSatan is Gematria 364. Because there's one day a year that the Satan has no power, and he quotes that Gemara. So that's the Marsha, the uniqueness of Yoma, and that is how we have to recognize the power of this. So in the Sefer here, Li Lishua, he quotes also, we call it Yoma in our Aramit, even in Mishnayos. Mishnah is written in Hebrew, but it's still called Maseches Yuma, right? Not Yom. Why? Because the Satan is mekatrik. He doesn't want us, the Malachim don't understand the Lashon Aramis, the Gemara tells us. But also he quotes, Tlisha Satan yirtze la'akev halomdim mesechazu. Right? The Satan don't want us to learn Maseches Yoma. K'shem sh'avodas Yom Kippur mechaperas, kach kama osek b'torah avodas Yom Kippur mechaperas. Just like avodah Yom Kippur brings kapara, so too those who study and learn all about the avodas Yom Kippurim, that also brings kapara. And therefore, the Satan doesn't want us to do it. V'kol mi she'ozik b'limim nesechazu v'dineha ein shlita l'satan bo, k'mo b'yom Kippur. Right? So for the next couple of weeks, the Satan will not have any power, because we're going to be being osek in Yom. V'lachein yirtza ha'satan l'mnoa milulmo nesechazu. And we get to learn it. And how many over the past 2,000 years, how many have learned Yerushalmi Maseches Yoma? Bavli Maseches Yoma is one thing. What about Yerushalmi Maseches Yoma? That's something that we get the schus of doing, an unbelievable opportunity that we have. Just related to that Marsha, that I was saying that the comparison, Yom Kippur is different than the others. If you look in the beginning of Parshas HaMoadim in Perachav Gimel, in Parshas Emor, the Mefarshim point out a problem, right? It says, Taberu b'nei Yisrael martalehem moadei Hashem, Kodesh, right? These are the Moadim, Elehim Moadai. Then we get into Shabbos, Sheshes Yamim Te'asil, V'yam HaShvi Tishbos, and then we start again, Elehim Moadai Hashem, Sheshes Yamim. So the Gra notes that maybe we're misunderstanding on a deeper level what the whole section of the Moadim is starting, right? It looks like it's starting with these are the Moadim, and then we talk about Shabbos, and then we talk about the Moadim again. So no. Look carefully. When it says Elam Moadei Hashem, that's really an introductory top line to all the Moadim. Elam Moadei Hashem, Tikros Shemagari Kodesh. These are the Moadim. Sheishes Yamim Te'asem Alacha. That's not talking about 6 days you do work. It's talking about the six holidays that you're allowed to do Isser Melechas Ochal Nefesh. Sheishes Yamim, six out of the days of the Moadim, you're allowed to do Ochal Nefesh. What is that? 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Sukkot, that's four, Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos. Right? So 6 days, there's an Isra Malacha, but you're allowed to do Teyase Malacha. You're allowed to do Malachas Ochal Nefesh. Uvayom HaShvi, what is that? Yom Kippur. Yom HaShvi, Shabbat Shabbaton, you can't do any Malacha. That's the title of the entire Mo'adim. And then we go into little by little. V'zeo Shinem Rashesh Yomim, Mitocha Mo'adim Anal, Teyase Malacha, Hayin Malachas Ochal Nefesh. Uvayom HaShvi, Chlomar Me'elu, Yomim Tovim, Hu Yom HaKippurim, Shabbat Shabbaton, Mika Kodesh, Kom Malacha Losas, Hayinu Afilu, Malachas Ochal Nefesh. Then we get into listing them one by one. That's the Gra, similar to that, to the Vilna Gaon. The Klei Yakar points out, also just by way of introduction, the Klei Yakar points out that Yom Kippur is Me'al Hazman. Right? We said that the Satan, HaSatan, is Gematria 364. There's one day that he can't. So the Klei Yakar says, maybe that helps us explain, right, the Pasuk in Achremos, which is whole Masechta is about those Pesukim in Achremos. Bezos Yavo Aron Al Kodesh, but where you do this Avoda and you go into the base of Migdash, Va'al Yavo B'chaleis Al Kodesh, where the Pasuk says, you can never go into the Kodesh Kadashim, Va'al Yavo B'chaleis. What do you mean? You can never go in? B'chaleis? You can go in once. What do you mean B'chaleis? Says the Klei Yakar, no, Yom Kippur is Me'al Azman. So it doesn't count as an ace that you could go in. Val Yava Bechal Ace, says the Klei Yakar. Lashon Klei Yakar, Darshan par excellence, Prague, after the Maharal, 1500s, 1600s. Lashon Bechal Ace, Eina Meduktak. Ki Mashma Bechal Ace lo Yavo. Aval Leprakim Yavo. V'yames Eino Kinshar, Eino Baki, and Pamachas Bashana. V'omer Ani, Shetam, Echolunin continues. He says, Ki Em B'yom Kippur, Shekol Yisrael Nimshlo B'yamu L'malach Eshare, Shem L'mala Men Azman. V'en Azman Sholei Bahem. It's not included in time. And then he says, Remesh shalo yavo klal mishum b'shum yom, shu b'chlal ha'is ki im b'yom she'inu b'chlal ha'is, v'u ha'yom mechilu v'slicha she'isoh nimshu l'bo l'malach ha'yashar ha'is, she'inu noflim tachas ha'is, v'inu b'chlal yamos ha'shana, sh'asotan ha'machti moshel b'hem. So that is the Klei Yakar that we have, all by way of introduction. Good. Maybe one other ha'ara, and that is the Meshech Chachma quotes the Gra and other the Ksava Kabbalah in Achremos. In Achremos, he quotes the Gra that suggests that if you look in Achremos, you look in the whole avoda of Yom Kippur that we're going to talk about in depth over the next couple of weeks. It never mentions Yom Kippur until all the way at the end of that section. We go through the whole, we call it Avodas Yom Kippurim, beginning of Achremos. But it just mentions the Avoda. And then at the end it says, do this on the 10th day of Tishrei, on the 10th day of the 7th months. Suggest the Gra, and the Gra is quoted by the Ksava Kabbalah. The Gra is quoted by the Meshech Chachma here. The Gra suggested that really, Aaron HaKohen could do this avoda any day of the year and go into the Kodesh Kadashim. The Tzivu used to do it on Yom Kippur. So that's why it doesn't say anything about Yom Kippur until about the end. It says, Vizos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. Aaron HaKohen goes in to the Kodesh by doing this. Vizos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. The Aaron, I'm reading from the Meshech Chachma's version of the Grab. The Aaron, Huva vihine sefer gevia hakesef, Huva b'shem agra, de pirusho pashut, de Aaron hayachol ikanes tamid b'seder hazeh, rak shebanav lo hayirasham rak b'yom ha-kippurim. Aaron HaKohen had a special din. He could go whenever he wanted if he has to do this avoda. His children only on a Yom Kippur. V'nizgal on a tamal shal pishma shakatsav, he quotes from the Svarno at the end of Emar, because Aaron had a special din. Because kol arba'im shana hayu hanan shorah lemishkan, all the time that Aaron was there, the Anan was Shoreh, and the whole point of Yom Kippur is to get the Anan there. So all 40 years had a Bechina of Yom Kippur for Aaron HaKohen. Lachin ba'avodas shebehechol, shesham haya Anan Hashem, hayadinu osan kol arba'im shana, kemo Yom HaKippurim, ki be'anan eiro'eh al ha'kaporis. Maybe, if you say it's a din of the Anan, so the Meshech Chachma says maybe Elazar, his son, also, at the end, in that 40th year. You know, you might say he also, because it's not a din in Aaron, it's a din of Anan, and then we'll apply that 40th year too. But either way, that's the grub of Bezos Yavo Aaron al-Kodesh, even not on even not on Yom Kippur. So we know the Avoda of Yom Kippur is unique. It's powerful. It brings kapara. The Rambam has a whole separate section, Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, which we'll be doing a lot of. And the Rambam quotes is a one mitzvah zaseh. It's a mitzvah zaseh of Avodas Yom Kippurim. Everything, all the different detailed parts of the Avoda of Yom Kippur is all part of the mitzvah zaseh. One mitzvah zaseh achas v'hu sheyaseh maise Yom Kippurim kulo al haseder. That he should do the whole Yom Kippur al-Hasidah, Kumo Shukasa, Barj Zachremos, HaKarbonos, VaHaviduyim, VeShiluach HaSoir, VeShar Avoda. That's the Rambam. Interesting lashon. The Rambam's formulation is here, Sheya'aseh, that he shall do Maisa Yom Kippurim Kulo al-Haseder. The Rambam is alluding to a major Machlokas Rishonim, which is going to come up in this Mesechta, and that is, Rov Rishonim assume that the Kohen Gadol does everything on Yom Kippur. Does everything. Even the non-Yom Kippur things. Right? What about the daily stuff? Right? So the other, the Karban Tamid and others, does he do just the Yom Kippur stuff or not? So that's a machlokas. Rov Rishonim assume that he does everything. That's what the Rambam says just in this formulation. Sheyase Maisa Yom Kippurim Kulo Ala Seder. Right? The Rambam says a little bit later. Avodas Kol Chamisha Asar Behemas Elo Akrevim B'Yom Zeh. These 15 animals, including the Tzmitin. So the Rambam says, everything is done. And that's what the Baal Amor says. The Baal Amor, the first daf in Yuma, Aleph Amar Aleph in the Daf Yarif, the Baal Amor says, I don't know, we're going to have later on in the Mesechta, these payasos, these lotteries that took place. Says the Baal Amor, Vaviyodeya, Kibali akrovos shechnisu bepiutayan beseder avodas hayom arba payasos. The people who wrote the piutim for Yom Kippur that put in the payasos into the piutim ta'u kulan b'mishnah seinu. They made a mistake. V'lo hevino, they didn't understand. Ki a payasos, some of the halachos mentioned in Meseches Yuma is for general daily avoda, but not dafka for Yom Kippur. He says ki a payasos achashuvim b'mishnah seinu l'shar yemos hashanahem v'lo b'yom kippurim. You don't have any lotteries. Kohen Gadol did everything. That's the Baal Amor. That's the Rambam. That's Rov Rishonim. Who argues? The Ramban. The Ramban, in the Milchamas there, he discusses it, but also the Ritva quotes his grand Rebbe, the Ramban, here in Yuma Daf Yud Beis. He quotes, U'b'shem Rabbeinu Agadol, Rabbeinu Agadol, Rabbo Amarli. Rabbo Amarli, so he quotes Rabbo, which says, question who he's talking about here. Amarli, Shahaya Sover Demida Oraisa, Eina Chova Bekoen Gadol, Ela Bavodas Hayom Mamish. Really, Meikar Adin, the Kohen Gadol only has to do the special Avodas of Yom Kippur. Avot Tmidin, Vavodas Shokoyom Bayom, Ksheira Safila Bekoen Hedyot. Meikar Adin, a Kohen Hedyot could do all the other Avodos. Ela de Mitzvah Bekoen Gadol Tvei. But it's good for the Kohen Gadol to do a lechatchila. But it's not a din daraisa. Not a din daraisa. V'rabbanan shavu chovas b'kohen gadol af etzmidin. The Rabbanan said it, v'lo hitira el advarim she'inam ikar avoda. Kosa sha'amru v'chulu, he finishes the avoda, he keeps mixing the blood, other things that will allow. But that's fundamentally, it's only the avodas of Yom Kippur, and not the others. Okay, there's a lot more here, but let's get into the daf. And then, at this time, we'll get back to the general avoda of the Rambam, Perek Dalid of Avodas Yom Kippurim. He lists off all the avoda that is done. Shivas Yamim Kodem Liyom Kippurim. So we welcome back Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I mean, we had him in Shkalim also, but we used him less because, you know, we had the Tikkun Chavitin, right? Who Rav Zil Mishklov, who wrote the commentary. Okay, so we welcome back. We'll get back to some of his writings. As we know, obviously we have the Karban Eid, the Pnei Moshe, who are the earlier Achronim that travel with us through Yerushalmi. So Shivas Yom Kippurim, for a week before Yom Kippur, it's going to be chronological. Now we're talking about pre-Yom Kippur, before the Avoda. Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeiso Lishkas Parhedrin. The Kohen Gadol has to be separated to the Lishkas Parhedrin, an office, an area in the Beis HaMikdash. We separate him because we need him to stay tahar. We need him to stay focused also on the what he's going to do to prepare for it for a week. And as we saw in the Marsha, seven is always a unit of purity, the mitzora, Tamei Meis, right? The days of Anida, right? Not Anida, Zava, Shivanakim. Okay. Umaskina lo Kohen Acher Tachtav Shem Yerbo Psol. And you get an extra Kohen Gadol ready, an extra Kohen ready, that if the Kohen Gadol, something happens to him and there's a Psol, so there's somebody waiting in the wings, somebody on deck, who would take his place. But we're mafresh in the Kohen Gadol. Look at the first Karban Eida. Shekol HaVodas Yom Kippur Imei Nakshere Elabo. The whole HaVod of Yom Kippur is only kosher with him. V'chziv Gabi Yom Kippur V'chibra Koneshi Yimshach Oso. So the Kohen Gadol, all the avoda is only with him, and that's where you have to get him ready. And you have an extra person just in case there's a psul. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, oh, if you're worried about that, so then what type of psul? So if he has keri or other shar tumah, right, then he won't be able to come into the Beis HaMikdash. And that would be bad, because we need the avoda of Yom Kippur done to bring kapara for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af isha acheres maskinin lo. Maybe even an extra wife, you have to get ready. The Kohen Gadol has to be married. Right? That's the only, I think, the only position in Yadus that the person has to be married. Does the king have to be married? Does he be married? Does a dayan have to have children? A certain dayanim to have the rachmanis. Does he have to be married? What if he was married and then the wife died? He can still be a dayan, but a Kohen Gadol has to be married. I think Rav Cook says that a Kohen Gadol has to be someone who is a giver. And giving starts in the home. Right, Gemara says in two places that there are four people that are considered not fully alive. Chashuvim kemes, an ani, a mitzora, mishein lo banim, and a suma, and someone who's blind. What do those four have in common? Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that those four people can't give in the normal way that others could give. A suma has to probably be helped more than giving. Ein lo banim doesn't have the primary ability to give. Mitzora sits outside the machane, and somebody who's an ani. I remember talking about this 25 years ago, and somebody mentioning this in the shir, and somebody comes over to me after the shir with tears in their eyes. Somebody who is an older person who didn't have children. And he said, you're 100% right. You feel, without the child, you feel like part of you. Like a year or two later, he had a child, Baruch Hashem. But at that time, he didn't, and he was an older person. And he said, you feel like you're missing, like you're less alive. Remember his coming over to me after that year. The giving, though, starts at home. So that's where Rav Cook says, a Kohen Gadol has to be defined as a giver. And that is what we have. That's what we have on Yom Kippur. He has to make sure that he's married. So Yehuda Omer Afisha Cheres Baskinin Lo. Even an extra wife waiting in the wings. Shema Tamazisha. Maybe the wife's going to die. Shneamar v'chiper ba'ado va'ad beiso. Beiso he ishto. V'chiper ba'ado va'ad beiso. Beiso he has to have kapara for his himself and his house. And we say his house is his wife. Beiso zu ishto. Right? A bias is a wife, and sometimes an ohel also could be a wife. Right after Har Sinai in Voes Chanan, right? What does the pasuk say? Shuvu lachem la'ahalechem. Go back to your tents. And we say that also means wife. That was the makar. If you remember, the Meshech Chachma says that's the makar for Gershon Isgar Kut and Shinola Dami. That pasuk, because how could they go back to their wives? Some of their wives were usser, illicit relations, right? Moshe Rabbeinu's parents were an aunt and a nephew. How can you go back to your wives? Oh, must be Gershon Isgar Kut and Shinola Dami. So Ola is also a wife. But Rabbi Yehuda says it's so important for a Kohen Gadol to have a wife that you have one waiting in the wings just in case. Amru lo chachamim imkein ein lo davar sof. Chachamim say, what ein lo davar sof? What do you mean? You have to have another wife? And what if that wife dies? Right? No, yeah, you have to cut it somewhere. So only an extra Kohen Gadol, not an extra wife. So the Gemara we'll talk about later on, what's the difference between a wife and a Kohen Gadol? Oh, maybe you're worried about tuma more than death. Is that the difference? Right? A wife, you know, there's you have tuma. So there's more of a chash. So we'll have to see exactly how we learned that. Okay. So it says the, Gemara, Shivas, Yamim, Kodom, Yom Kippurim, Vechulu. So what's the source? How do you know that a Kohen Gadol has to separate for 7 days? So we're going to see here, it's a din to Araisa. A din to Araisa, the Kohen Gadol has to be separated for 7 days. So Yibavishim, Rabbi Yochanan, Sham, Yelimanado, you learn it from the Psukim in Parshas Tzav that talk about when Aaron HaKohen and his children became Kohanim. So Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu starting from the 23rd of Adar to do the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, the 7 days, to teach them what to do. And from the 8th day on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so that's when Aaron HaKohen becomes the Kohen Gadol. So just like when you became the Kohen Gadol, Aaron HaKohen had to be Hufresh for 7 days, so too Yom Kippur. So he darshed in the Pasuk, Kasher Asa by Yom Hazeh, just like you did on that day. That's a reference to Elish Vesimem Iluim, just like you did in that day that you separated. Tziva Hashem, that's a Pasuk, Lidoro, such a great Lidoros, Lasos, Zesir, Shal Yom HaKippurim. Right, so you see that pasuk is a remez to teaching us, just like there it says, right, the psukim there say that they didn't leave, right? If you look at the psukim in Parshas Tzav, they stayed sequestered. I think that's the word, sequestered in the Mishkan for a week. So too the Kohen Gadol has to be sequestered in the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's the psukim at the end of Tzav say, we pesach ha'moed lo seitzu shivas yamim. The Netziv has a beautiful comment. The Netziv, almost everywhere he can, the Netziv darshins psukim. Oh, this is about Talmud Torah. Like, everything is Talmud Torah. So the Netziv here says, you know, if you look at the double lashon, the pasuk says by Maftir, it says, "We pesach ol moed lo seitzu." You can't go out of the ol moed for 7 days. Ad melosi me miluechem. Until you fill your me'am iluim, meaning that's referring to, says the Netziv, learning to do the avoda. You're in the Mishkan, you learn how to do things, you can't leave. And then two psukim later it says, u'pesach o'amoe teshu yomam v'layla, day and night. Didn't say that before. You have to sit day and night, shivas yamim, u'shmartim es mismeres Hashem v'lo samusu. And you shall guard the mishmeres and you should not die. Says the Netziv, that's talking about learning about the avoda. The first one was learn about how to do the avoda. This is about learning how to do avoda. That's why day and night. You don't do the avoda at night. What are you doing at night? Why can't they leave at night? There's no avoda. They have to learn day and night. Learn day and night, all about the Torah Shebal Peh of the avoda. And he says, Shmishmeres. You have to guard it because if you don't learn about it, then all the halachas, then you're going to die. If you do, you're not going to know. Velo samusu. So if you learn Shmira, then velo samusu. That's a double lashon. Says the Netziv. He has hara bifnei atzma, right? It says it twice. Dilavacha hizir ala yeshiva b'shasak rava, hizir leishiv b'chol yom yizayin yomim yom av alayla. Da'akas of kori lima torah shabal peh bi'iyun mishmeres. Basher hu mishmeres shekava HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam. V'hizir kan de b'sha azu yasku b'torah ladas, eich la'asos avodasam. V'lo yiyachar kach shigigas talmud ha'ol azadon. V'chulu lo samusu v'chulu. And he continues. So that's the Netziv's comment in the end of Tzav. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So we learn out from the Shivas Yimei Miluim, you learn Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara says, how do you know Lasos is a reference to Yom Kippur, the seer of Yom Kippur? Oh, Eino Ela seer Shal Rosh Chodesh. Maybe it's referring to Rosh Chodesh. After all, that was Rosh Chodesh also, as Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Maybe it's referring, it's also Achatas. So Amar Rabbi Ba Lachaper Aleichem. It says Kapara. Kapara Shei Kazu. So it's referring to a Kapara that's similar to this one, the Miluim. Mazu, Kaparas, Aaron, Atzmo, Kaparas, Banim, Atzman. Just like over there by the Miluim, there was a separate for Aaron and Banim, Avzu. So to Yom Kippur, Kaparas, Aaron, Atzmo, Kaparas, Banim, Atzman. So to here separate. What do Banim mean? 2 days in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. One shot is, the Mefarshim say it means Klal Yisrael. Just like by the Miluim, the Kohanim, there was, look at the beginning of Parsha Shmini. There was a chatas for the Aaron and a chatas for the Am. Right? Two different psukim, right? It's quoted here in the Karban Eida. Right? Vasas chatascha velosacha v'chaper batcha. And also, v'vadeso d'v'elimar k'chus yirizim echa l'chatas. Two different psukim. So just like by the Miluim, there was a separate carbon for Aaron and for Klal Yisrael, so do here. Or you might say, separate for Aaron and his sons were with Klal Yisrael. So it's Aaron, right? Just like we have on Yom Kippur, we have three. We have Aaron and his family and Klal Yisrael. So either way, it means separate karbanos. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yonah, b'shem bar kapara, shem alem enada. So Rabbi Yonah, the name of kapara, quotes the same makar, but he also learns another karban from the same pasuk. Kasher asa b'yam hazeh, elu shevasim yam iluim. Tziv Hashem, zusreifas hapara, para aduma. Para aduma, bar kapara assumes that the Kohen who's involved in burning the para aduma also has to be separated for a week before he does that. Also a din d'araisa. Ne'emar kan tziv Hashem, because it says tziv Hashem by the miluim, and ne'emar la'alan, it says by paraduma, so zchukas ha'torah, she'er tziv Hashem le'emar, la'asos, zeshir shi'yom ha'kipurim. So you learn both Yom Kippur and Paraduma from the Pasuk. So Gemara has the same Shakal Vataria. First, O Eino El Asir Shol Rosh Chodesh. Maybe this is referring to Rosh Chodesh, not Yom Kippur. Sad, you know it's referring to Yom Kippur. Kihi Da Amar Rabbi Ba, because it's like the following. L'chapar Aleichem, Kapara Shihi Kazu. The Kapara that's mentioned in the Pasuk is a reference to a Kapara that is similar to the one by the Miluim. Maze kapara sheina kshira ela b'kohen gadol. Just like this kapara of the Miluim is kohen gadol focused. Avzu kapara sheina ela b'kohen gadol. So too, this kapara is only of the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol is the one that obviously is Yom Kippur. Maybe this is a remes to that sheet of the Rambam and Rav Rishonim that the kapara, by the Ramban, the other Rishonim would say, no, this means the unique parts of the Yom Kippur, you know, avoda would be done. Good. Ma bena korev. So fine. That's the bar kapara learns both para aduma and Yom Kippur from the pasuk. So now we're about to ask that how could you learn both para aduma and Yom Kippur from the pasuk? There are differences between the two. So if they both learned it from the miluim, there shouldn't be any differences between the two. That's going to be the question over the next six lines, right? According to the first version of the Gemara where you just learn Yom Kippur from the Pasuk, then you understand there can be differences between Yom Kippur and Paraduma, meaning that 7-day separation. But if you learn both from the Pasuk, there should be parallels. So the Gemara is about to ask that. Ma bein korin esarev es hapara l'korin gadol miyam kippurim. The Gemara says there's a difference between the 7 days before the Kohen has to separate, the one who's going to burn the Paraduma, versus the Kohen gadol miyam kippur. Shezeh avrashaso betara, by the Paraduma, that's for Tara, to keep Tar, vein echav akonim nogin bo. The other Kohanim can't go near that Kohen who's getting ready for the Paraduma. V'zevrach also b'kedusha, but for Yom Kippur, it's not so much about Tara, but about Kedusha. What is Kedusha? Kedusha, the Karban Eda here says, V'lo yehe libo zacha alav. So he should sit by himself and not, oh, I'm going into the Kodesh Kedashim. I am great. I am such a special guy. V'yehe nivdal mikalas rosh, shabhavdalasu min abrios techala alav emas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, he focuses on the aim of Hashem. So, v'ahava kohanim nogimbo, and his fellow kohanim are allowed to touch him. So the Gemara says there's a difference between those two. So, al da'iti to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, do lo yalafla. We're flipping the girsa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he was the first version of the Gemara. Do yo lo yalafla min adin kraya. He does not learn paraduma from this pasuk. He holds that the whole 7 days for paraduma, it's a din derabanan. Shemali hi bapara, silsil hi bapara. It's a special mila we do by paraduma. Because as we'll learn, by paraduma, there's a big kula that Chazal did. And that is the tztukim hole that you can't use a tful yom in the paraduma process. Somebody went to the mikveh that day, you can't use them. And we baskin, you can use a tful yom. So we dafka, we're mitame, the kohen who was involved in the paraduma process. And we made him to a tful yom and used him. Because we want to show that the stukim are wrong. But because we do that, we go overboard with 20 chumras of para aduma, just to balance out that kula that we do. So this is part of it. So for 7 days, the Kohen Gadol is separated. So nicha, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the separation for para aduma is a chumra drabanan. So we understand why the Kohanim can't go near him either, because that's part of the chumra drabanan. It's all part of the chumra drabanan. Al daiti to Bar Kapara, but according to Bar Kapara, who said the second version, that, skip the next two letters, dil yalaf la minikarya, right, according to Bar Kapara, you learn both from the pasuk of miluim, lama kan nogin v'la kan e nogin. What's the difference between the two? Why should the Kohen Gadol, before Yom Kippur, the other Kohanim can touch him, and the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen who's doing the Tzreifas Paraduma, they cannot touch him? What would be the difference if you learn it both from they're both in Daraisa? No, the issue is because you don't want paraduma, right? You don't want the Kohen Gadol to become tame. Why? The Mishnah is describing Chagiga. There are five levels of Tahara. If I went to the mikveh to eat Maaser Sheni, that's great. But if I want to eat Truma, I got to go to the mikveh again. Even though I just went to the mikveh for Maaser Sheni, right? You have to have Kavana. If I went to the mikveh for Truma, I got to go again if I want to eat a Karban. If I went for a carbon, I gotta go again if I want to be involved in paraduma. So paraduma is the highest level, and it's the most, one might, you know, it's the easiest, susceptible. It's the most susceptible to tumma. And therefore, even if something is really tar, it's considered tame legabe paraduma. So says the Gemara here, if he is getting ready to do paraduma, then any other kohen who didn't make themselves tar for paraduma is going to make him tame. That's why you can't have the other kohenim touch. Right? So he says, shelo yitamu oso echav kohenim. You can't have anybody else touch. Says the Gemara, 1 second. You know, tame machbas hazayaso. Isn't he tame anyway because of the hazaya? What does that mean? Right? There's a fascinating, unusual halacha that the Karban Eidah here quotes. Paraduma ashes, if you're tame, you get sprinkled, it makes you tahar. If you're tahar and you get sprinkled, it makes you tame. Makes you tame. So this Kohen Gadol, for 7 days, we don't know if he was tame mace, so we're going to sprinkle him every day. So every day he's becoming tame and he's a tful yom and he has a... So when the Kohanim are going to touch him, so he'll be a tful yom, he's a tful yom anyway. So what are we worried about? Amar Bibun, you're right. Af bar kapara islay mishamayli bapara silzuli bapara. Right, even Rabbi Bun holds that it's a dinder abanan. It's a dinder abanan that that we're machmir for the extra, the 7 day separation. That's a dindaraisa according to Bar Kapara. But the extra kohanim not touching him, that's part of the chumra derabanan of paraduma. So just like Rabbi Yochanan holds the whole thing is a dinder abanan, the whole 7 days. Bar Kapara holds the extra chumra would be 7 days. Reb Shimon Lakish boy Kumi Reb Yochanan. We'll end with a question. Reb Lakish yes, Reb Yochanan. 1 second. Reb Yochanan was the one that right we learned from the Miluim. They both learned from the Miluim, the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. Ima ela Miluim ma'akev avsir sheim kippur ma'akev. Right. If we say just like the 7 days by the Miluim, that was ma'akev. If Aaron Kohen didn't do that in the Mishkan, he wouldn't be able to be the Kohen Gadol. So we should say these 7 days are ma'akev too, and yet they're not. How do we know they're not? Because the Mishnah says, the Mefarshim explained the Pnei Moshe, that we have an extra Kohen Gadol, right, waiting in the wings. He's not separating for 7 days. And what if the Kohen Gadol gets a psul? He'll come right in, right? Even though he didn't have the 7 day separation. So you see, it's not ma'akev, right? It's only lechachila. So if it's learned that from Miluim, shouldn't it be ma'akev? Vehu mekabel minei. What does that mean? Machlokes. The Karban Eidah says he accepted the Tekasha. And he'll have to change his shita. Or the Pnei Moshe says that it's, what do you mean? He accepted it? There's an easy way out of that. Why didn't he give the following answer? Either way, that's the, we'll have to see what Makabel Mine means. And Hashem will continue next time. As Baruch Hashem, we had a Haskalah here, Maseches Yuma, Daf Aleph.